Welcome back to the Empty Thoughts Podcast. This is Andrew, and I'm with Galvaloon tonight. How are you doing? How are you doing, Galvaloon?
Snick, I'm good.
What do you mean a snick? You don't want to go by Galvaloon?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, Nick and I are just having a quiet night at home tonight, and I was going to record tomorrow, but I was like, why not do it tonight and get Nick to join me?
Yeah.
I don't think that I've uploaded. Last time I uploaded was before 1989 Taylor's version came out, so I'm really excited to talk today. I just have my eyes on a kitty. Stray cat. Over by that van there, babe. Must be hiding there. Alright, guys, sorry. We're going to get right into it. We're going to talk about 1989 Taylor's version. I want to talk a little bit about the Britney book. Galvaloon wants to talk about why we're calling him that. Also, Nick has some thoughts on manslaughter, so buckle in. All right, so Nick was telling me earlier about somebody getting stabbed like 27 times.
And
47, that's like even worse.
It was just like someone we know that their former boyfriend.
Yeah, like we don't know the person that was stabbed.
Yeah, we don't know him, but some guy she dated a long time ago. He was in jail, and anyway, he was murdered in jail, and I saw today in the news or whatever that the guy that stabbed him in the prison was sentenced to 22 years today. And I read something about it being that he was charged with manslaughter, and I don't know, like, the exact definition, but it's like...
I was wondering...
Manslaughter is, like, a lesser...
So, my thought was, is manslaughter... Like, I just don't get it, because the word slaughter to me means, in my mind, I'm picturing someone being, like, slaughtered. Like, it was brutal. Like, they were slaughtered. So, like, wouldn't they get, like, a worse?
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see. So, is my mic working? I think so. Yeah, it's working.
Yep, it is.
We were just trying to, like, get it straight, like, what manslaughter meant. Like, it still means kill someone, but it's like here's like someone acting in the moment, like
legit slaughter.
It didn't happen, it wasn't planned, I think.
Not premeditated.
Not premeditated. And then it goes to say here, like, something like if someone were to help someone, like kill someone because they wanted to commit suicide, or I don't know if we should say those words on a podcast.
Well, just don't say them.
That would be considered manslaughter. Like, if you don't go through...
I'll insert a trigger warning at the first episode.
Yeah. So that would be manslaughter, like, if you didn't go through doctor-assisted, which would be legal in some areas. So now I'm kind of understanding manslaughter.
Speaking of... Sorry, it's kind of like...
Leads me to believe that there must have been some sort of altercation in the prison, and it got to that unintentionally.
Yeah, this isn't just pop culture news anymore, guys. It's literally...
No,
like,
I know. But, I mean, we're learning something.
No, totally. Like, I mean, because, like, in my mind, I just don't get it. Like, if you kill somebody, you fucking kill someone. Unless, like, it's, like, a car accident, and, like, it's, like, a legitimate accident, but, like... No, like, if you, like, point a gun at someone and shoot them and they die and you didn't plan it before, you've still shot that person and fucking killed them. You should get the maximum sentence in my mind. And they should change the name, because manslaughter sounds like somebody's been horribly fucking brutalized or something. And in my mind, I picture blood and, like, knives. Like,
right?
Like, scissor hands. But, like, just, like, kind of snowballing off of that, like, just, like, on the theme of, like, self-harm, Megan Thee Stallion released her first, like, single back since, like, the whole court thing and whatever. I mean, we won't even talk about that right now. That's, like, you know. You know, if you don't, there's Google. Or if you want to hear an episode on that, perhaps we can do that. Just let us know on Instagram. But, yeah, her new single is Cobra. And she talks... It's a great track. It's a great track. I recommend watching the music video with it, like, on your first listen if you can, because it's just like, it's not like a the video's not like powerful in the same way that the lyrics are. The lyrics definitely have like a lot of themes about like she talks about like how she was how can she be so blessed and still want to cut her wrists is I believe a lyric. Like, so she was like really fucking down and out, and like people were like dogpiling on her when she was down and out, and like big names like Drake and shit, like just disgusting, like saying that like she didn't get shot and all of this like horrible stuff. Like, I don't know, I just feel like over the past couple of years, like I don't know what happened to the Me Too movement, like whatever happened to that, because like for so long there, for a couple of years there, we were making good progress. People were actually listening to women, they were actually able to come forward, and they were believed, you know, right off the bat. Now in the past few years, we've seen things like the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp trial, where she was villainized from the beginning, and people were able to decide her fate from TikTok clips, and you know what I mean, her life's completely
that Amber Heard and Johnny Depp thing, like
I thought she was the crazy one, but she's obviously not,
and I really feel bad for her, but the whole thing as a whole, and that whole however long it went on for in court, what a waste of the justice system.
A waste, and it was disgusting. Like, it was disgusting.
Like, come on. Like,
day after day.
She was the victim, don't get me wrong. That's my opinion.
But what?
Come on, it did not need to be this whole spectacle.
Well, like, I don't know what that has to do with her being... Like, she didn't bring... That was Johnny Depp that brought her to court and had it televised.
And that's... He should be ashamed of himself.
He's not, honestly. No. And, like, most of the world, like, you know, right after that, Rihanna was supporting him. He was... Oh, disgusting. I didn't watch the trial in real time. I tried my best.
Your mom and I did.
I didn't. I was just so annoyed by it. I was, like, on Twitter... Like, when I was on Twitter, I was only there to, like, every now and then, like, just kind of stick up for Amber Heard a little bit. And, like, I mean, like, I just feel like... There's a real trend of us going backwards now, it seems. Like, it started with the women's rights, and it's just, I feel like since, like, the pandemic is, like, pretty much, like, things have just started to go backwards.
Oh, clearly, come on. Well, we're on the topic of people just plain being assholes. Like, Andrew
well, hold on, we'll get into that. It's just, like, I just want to kind of, like, finish the thought, right? So, Amber, like, it started with, like, Amber Heard and, like, then Evan Rachel Wood. I'm pretty sure Evan, I haven't, like, I don't think that's televised at all. So, like, that's good. That's great.
What the?
Like, her court case with Marilyn Manson. I was going to say Charles Manson. I think I said Charles Manson a little while ago. And, like, if I did, sorry, they're basically the same person in my mind.
I thought you meant, I was like, what?
And who else? Megan Thee Stallion. Like, no one... People just like piling on her, like big names. Like, it's just, it's disgusting. Like, let's just, let's do better. Let's do better. Let's support each other. Like, I mean, people are not wanting, and then today, oh my God, I'm like all over the place. But today, I read on Twitter, Abigail Breslin, a famous actress, she went to like the SAG-AFTRA or whatever, like the union for all the actors and writers or whatever. And she had like a private complaint, like not one that was publicized or anything, about one of her co-stars. She didn't feel comfortable working alone with him. He ended up suing her because of that, and now it's all public and people are dragging her online and stuff. And it's just like, this is why people do not fucking speak up.
What happened to confidentiality?
Well, even like, you know what I mean, of course, but also like, now in what world can I just don't like this world. We live in a world where there's a woman at work and she feels uncomfortable, so she speaks up about it, and instead she gets sued and fired or whatever and canceled and all of this shit.
It's like racism, you stick up for it. I don't know. It's a lot of things. Yeah, I know. It's everything. It's everything. You can't, it becomes, it's so apparent that you can't.
Let's do better.
Shut your mouth. And
no, I don't think that you should go to work and shut your mouth. I think that if something's not right, you should stick up for somebody.
Yeah, for sure.
There's a way to go about it, though.
But when you do, it lately in this world we're in now, when you do stick up for what's right.
No, there's it's all about your delivery, though.
Yeah.
It's about delivery, so we won't go into like personal.
No, I know.
But it's. So, Nick, you can kind of, like, go on about, like, what
about people just being assholes and picking on people and, you know, weird stuff celebrities are going through. Just people being assholes. Well, anyway, so Andrew and I saw the pharmacy today. I ran in to get his pills and,
for my sensitive stomach.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm coming out. And let me start with, I did not park in a handicap spot.
We would literally never.
So anyway, I would never do that. I'm a bus driver.
And not even just that, like, we're just we're just sane people. Yeah. So we just wouldn't do that.
So anyway, park in the spot and I go in and I come out and I'm about to get into the car.
Oh my God, I saw him looking at you.
Like, and this man starts saying, excuse me or whatever. Like, obviously, you know my name, so he's like, excuse me, sir, or whatever, and I'm like, oh, yeah, so I turned
around. You're making it sound gentle. He was like, who do you think you are, sir,
I didn't really
or whatever.
He
was not well. And I was like,
well anyway, he was giving us shit about parking in a handicap spot, and I was like, it's not handicap. He's like, well, there's a big blue square on the pavement under the car. I was like, there's actually not. And he wouldn't stop, so Andrew was like, give it 10 seconds, sir, or whatever, and we backed out.
Oh, there was no sir.
Sure enough.
I told his dumb ass.
Yeah, sure enough.
I said, you're a fucking idiot, and you're going to look real fucking dumb when you pull out.
Was there a blue square under my vehicle?
Nope.
No, there was not.
He apologized, and I said, have a good day. Subscribe to the Empty Thoughts Podcast,
sir. People
need to
mind their own business, honestly.
Well, see, I mean, like, it's just something like that. Like, I get it. Like, why would you do that? But, like, it's not worth confrontation. Keep in mind, we did not even park in a fucking handicap spot to begin with, but it's not worth confrontation. Like, go about your goddamn
day. And handicap spots have it on the pavement, and there's a sign in front of it. There's no, as far as most of them I've seen, they have both.
Yeah.
There was no sign, and honestly, it wasn't on the pavement.
There was,
anyway,
we were just, we're
was
not,
just,
we weren't
there
was
in
no one. But yeah, it was just kind of shocking to me. Like, I just don't understand. Like, I feel like Nick and I are very easy targets because we're very.
Oh, they pick on us.
We're clear. Well, I wouldn't say we're picked on, but I would say that people that are unhinged are very likely to say something to us because, like, they think that we're not going to say something back, or they think that we're not going to, like, you know, stand our ground. But that's just not the case.
No.
Like, I mean, that's
no,
not the case.
Honey.
Like, no, never. I mean, a few people have gotten some polar pops on their faces.
Oh.
A few others have tried to throw some punches and fell on their face, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And those people were never us because, you know what? Like, we're just out here trying to mind our goddamn business.
Get
literally.
In the way of our family, too.
What do you mean by that?
Mess with our family.
Who's messing with the fam?
No, and just no one, but.
I don't know. My family fucking, like, hates me. So, I mean, go ahead, mess with them, guys.
No, even with your family, we've had people try to mess with, like, your mom. And
oh, yeah, like,
we've been like, nuh-uh. Like,
oh, for sure. We've had to push some.
And you get Andrew's mouth going.
Yeah, my mouth does be flapping.
But that particular instance, it was necessary.
My mouth flaps significantly less than it used to, though. And, like, there was, like, an event that happened recently where a friend of mine had, like, an issue with a bitch. And it was warranted that I actually, like, because, you know what I mean? Like, I understand, like, I am a man at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I'm not going to insert myself into female drama. And, you know what I mean? Like, if it's just not warranted. Like, I used to do that as a younger gay male. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm just... We're unlearning misogyny and stuff.
Yeah.
And I just feel like... Anyways. She was dealing with a bitch that had done her really fucking dirty. Like, on, like, a really nasty, nasty level. And, like, I had a chance to bring the claws out, so to speak. For the first time in, like, literally years.
Yeah.
And, like, it felt so good. And, like, it's really hard to, like, kind of, like, not call everybody out on their shit now. Now I'm just like, okay, like, I want to be calling you out. Like, I know, like, I don't know. I'm going to have to put that genie back in the bottle and just, like, kind of, like, suppress that. Because I don't like being, like, that kind of reactive person. But, like, also, I don't think I can ever change that part of myself. Like, where someone that I love, like, if they're done wrong. Because, like, this is just coming off of what you just said there.
Yeah.
If they're done wrong, like, there is something in me that, like, I can't not... protect them, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, so, and with me it's like, okay, you hurt them, like, I'm going to, like, hurt you 10 times worse. Like I don't get even, like, I am going to, like, ruin your life type of situation, right? So, and that's kind of like what happened there. Like,
oh, even when I was a teenager, I was a competitive swimmer, and my parents always used to volunteer with my team, swim team and stuff, like when we did fundraisers. And at the time, the current president of swim team, she was not well. Like, I don't know what was going on in her head. But anyway,
probably a whole lot of nothing.
She didn't like my parents for whatever reason.
Because they're bitches. Just kidding. We love them.
Anyway, she would never, like, allow them to help out or volunteer or help out with fundraisers and stuff for whatever reason, like everyone else was allowed. And anyway, I got pissed off one day and I sent her an email to her work email. Keep in mind, I was a teenager. Felt like I was doing the right thing, and I did. I cussed her out and stood up for my parents, and this woman was in the military. I mean, so was my dad, but I told her that I was ashamed that someone like that was serving. And
yeah. Well,
I was just like, anyway, right, like there's something. At first, I remember my mom was kind of mad, but then I remember her kind of being like, she probably, for lack of better words, was like, well, don't we want to teach our children to stand up for themselves? And
well, yeah.
So it kind of turned into that. Like, I probably shouldn't have, but no, you're not going to treat my family like that. Like,
no. You know, No. So, like, there's, like, the devil and the angel on the shoulder there, right? It's, like, part of me wants to just, like, you know, keep the peace, yeah. Like, you know, like, just...
Sometimes it's necessary.
And then there's, like, the devil, like, that just, like, it's, like, I need to protect this person because I love them and they're hurting or whatever. I don't know. Like, I'm at, like, a point in my life where, like, I can't even kill a fucking spider. Like, I'm just so sensitive.
Yeah.
I'm so sensitive to, like, I don't know, just life and just...
Right.
It being, I don't know. So precious and fragile and unpredictable and cruel and unfair but beautiful, all those things all in one. It's like I'm just like really sensitive to all that. I feel like I spent so long just like trying to escape it and not really caring about, you know, waking up the next day and stuff, and like just like I've recently, like in the past few years, I've like really started to like appreciate life and everything that comes with it, like all the messes.
Do you
even,
sometimes
like,
ever wonder or feel like you wish the world, technology, didn't get to the point we're at now where we have, everyone has smartphones and we, like, just because sometimes I feel like this, like, there's a lot of good things about it, but there's
I love
so
it.
Much, I mean, I do too, don't get me wrong, I can't live without my phone, but there's so many bad things that come with it, and I honestly feel like that could be contributing to the mental health.
Couldn't be me. I'm not going back.
For everyone, but I feel like it's contributing.
Oh, no, not that. No, I agree with that. Of course, social media is a blessing and a curse. Like,
it
that
is.
Like,
that's because, for instance, you know. When
but
people that were bullied in school,
I refuse.
When we were growing up, you were bullied at school. When you went home, you were away from it.
I guess. I don't know. It was always on my mind. Like, my friends would three-way call me with my bully or whatever, and, like, it would still follow you.
Yeah.
I grew up in a time where the internet was a thing. When I was in middle school and stuff, like, we did have access to MSN and stuff, and, like, bullying stuff was very much
too.
A thing.
I
like,
just think kind of, like, Facebook.
It's worse now because of, like, photo editing and all of that. And like, for sure. But I'll be damned if I go back to the days of waking up and having to like walk 3 miles to see if your friend's even fucking home.
True.
Like, no. Hell to the fucking no. There is so much convenience that comes along with social media.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I mean, like, I just remember there were days where I was so goddamn fucking bored when I was younger that, like, yeah, of course, I would go outside for a damn walk, but you know what? I'm more entertained watching the damn TikToks than I was ever going on those walks by my fucking self.
Yeah.
So for me personally, like, no, I'm happy with where technology's at right now. I think that AI is a bit scary.
I think it's the AI thing is it's weird, but I think it's okay.
You love AI.
I do. I think it's okay for stuff like letter writing and like
that's a big fucking dog
because it can be used for like to create like letters and resumes and stuff.
You'd be
like,
using them to tweet,
but that stuff, like, I think it's good for and for. You know what? For people that are, what do they call that?
Bad girls?
No, where they deal...
Oh, naughty noodles.
No, where they deal with, like, social media for big companies.
So, like, marketing?
Marketing. People in marketing. It could be really... There's a lot of things about AI that could be helpful to them.
Yeah.
That won't replace them. Because I know that's a big thing right now. Like, where... they're concerned AI is going to replace human beings. Like, And I understand that, but yep. there's, like, that's what I'm getting at, is that there's parts of it that can be really beneficial to people in different lines of work.
You make me laugh on Twitter, actually. I was trying to find your profile. What the fuck is your handle?
All the posts I made about my...
No, I'm not... I won't bring that
up. Did you see that?
I did see that, but I'm not going to bring that up.
And it's getting a lot of attention.
I'm not going to bring that up on here.
See the reaction?
I haven't, but Nick, what is your...
Over 100. Living my best life.
Living my best life.
But it's,
What? My...
But don't bring up it. If it's going to be embarrassing to me, don't bring
up. Do I... I just... Okay. You know what? It's all good. I can't find it right now.
Why?
Because I can't find your profile, Nick.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Like, I don't know if you have.
You're not on Threads, are you?
It's okay. I screenshotted it earlier. So I was like, "Oh, speaking my truth." Isn't that living my life?
Oh, right.
Okay.
I thought it was.
So I was like going through your likes, and I was like, "What the hell is this?" You just like liked a random picture of Tana Mojo. Tana Mojo's foot.
You did?
Yeah.
You did that.
No, I like definitely
oh,
did
yes,
not.
Speaking
my truth. I thought it was quite funny. I was like, "That's so fucking weird." So yeah, I don't know how. Oh yeah, we were talking about just like sorry guys, I can't do two things at once. We're gonna take a little quick break and we're coming back with some thoughts on 1989 and the Britney book. Hang tight. Okay, so I mean, if you've been listening to this podcast at all, which I believe after this many episodes uploads you've heard at least one, you know that I can't do more than one thing at a time, so I had to just kind of like put a little pin in it, take a little drink of Pepsi, and do a deep dive into Nick's Twitter. He's very passionate over there. He speaks his truth, that's for sure. So I think that the handle Speaking My Truth is very, very on brand, like very on the nose. So do you want to plug yourself here so people can go follow you? Oh, your XXXXX. Oh, I showed a coworker Slut Pop, like the EP by Kim Petras, and she's a big fan of Throat Coat.
Oh, yeah.
So, if you want to follow Milge or Nick over on Twitter, his handle is...
SpeakMyTruth90.
So that's SpeakMyTruth90. Go over and follow him on Twitter. He says a lot of shit.
I have 412 followers.
That's amazing. I have, I think, 80, which is a step up from the 50 I had a couple of months back. I don't know how I managed after so many years to gain 30 more followers, but I finally did. So we're on our way to bigger places. I actually changed my handle to like to the Empty Thoughts podcast. So I think maybe people are just like, oh, like this podcast will follow it.
Yeah,
as opposed to just seeing like my lame ass name, like Andrew, whatever. And I say some weird shit over on Twitter. There was an incident a few years back where I think it kind of just... I lost a lot of followers. I gained a lot of followers really quickly, and then I lost a lot, and I never was able to kind of get my numbers back up. So what happened was Taylor was starting her Reputation stadium tour, and I was at work doing an overnight shift as a night auditor at a hotel in the city in which we live in. And I went on Twitter just being a dumbass that I was and am currently still. And I said on Twitter, like, hey, like, follow my Instagram. I'm live streaming from the front row at the Glendale concert opening night tonight or whatever. Got tons of followers. Like, I'm talking, like, a couple of hundred followers really quickly on Instagram. And, like, when the concert started, I started getting, like, a lot of, like, inboxes. Like, start, like, go live now, like, swearing at me, like, fucking go live now, and, like, all this shit. And then once the concert had started and like whatever, people started to catch on that obviously I wasn't there, and I got a lot of hate. I got a lot of hate because of that, actually. And I learned a really valuable lesson from that, just never to fuck with the kids on Twitter ever, because like
right.
they're ruthless. Oh my god. And that's kind of followed me for years. And if you're listening and this like kind of like reminded you of that and you're gonna go and follow me, don't. I've kind of changed. I don't do that anymore. Like, I'm still like a little bastard bitch, but not that bad. Mm. Would you agree?
Oh yeah, no, you're not that bad.
No.
No.
So we have a new-ish record. You know what? We're going to call it a new record. We have the latest record from Taylor Swift. It's 1989 Taylor's version. I was so, so hyped for this release. And it, yeah. I just had I had unbelievable expectations for this because that record is like the bridge to the bridge in Blank Space is what made me a Swiftie. Like, that's what solidified it for me. I was all in, never looking back, buying the shit on release days, promoting her more than fucking Taylor Nation promotes her. Like, I was all in. So I had high expectations, and it just feels like a new album to me in like the best way. Like, it's so nostalgic. Oddly enough, like, my favorite track from the record that like I played the most is Style, which was like a track I loved when it first came out, but like I didn't expect for it to like feel, I didn't think it was going to be my most played. Like, I just didn't. And it, for some reason, like, I see online like it's getting like a lot of like it's dividing fans. Like, there's a lot of people saying like, oh, like, it's different, I don't like it, whatever. I just don't agree. Like, I think it sounds really new, but like in the best fucking way possible. Like, it's still the same, but so new, so much clearer, so much nostalgia. Oh my god, it's so good. I don't, you've been listening to it like nonstop, I think.
Yeah, I have.
So like, what are your favorites?
I don't know. I can't even have a favorite. I'm like, I could listen to it on,
I know that you love Welcome to New York.
Yeah, I don't really, I have so many.
Yeah. And the Vault tracks, I mean, from my first listen, because it, it was like glitching. I was refreshing Amazon or Apple Music over and over at 1 o'clock in the morning, trying to get 1989 to refresh, and it wasn't. So I went on Spotify, where I don't pay for the platform. Sorry, I know I'm recording on here, and it's like my main platform for my podcast, but I am an Apple Music really just for convenience with my iPhone. It's cheaper for me to have Apple Music. Mm-hmm. So I have Apple Music, and it wasn't working. So I went on to Spotify on my phone, and I had to like shuffle play. So the first song that came on was Now That We Don't Talk, and I was like, instantly, I was like, oh my god, like, this is so fucking good. And like, when I laid my head down that night after listening to like all of the tracks, like the first, you know, the first listen through, and like as I was laying there, I was like, oh, like, my favorite one from my first listen was Now That We Don't Talk. And like, I didn't really care for Is It Over Now. Yeah. But now, Is It Over Now is like my number one, like, Style's like the most played, but like the top Vault track for me is It Over Now. It's so fucking good.
Right.
Vocals are just really giving. Oh my god, it's just so good. And I think that's about to go number one on the Billboard 100. There's nobody doing it like Taylor Swift. She's
no.
Like, there's nobody doing it like her.
Nope.
I don't know if we're ever, I don't think in my lifetime at least, which is scary to think about, we're ever going to see someone as massive as Taylor Swift again.
No.
No,
we won't. And because she still has a long way to go.
Oh, she's so young.
She's still so young.
It's so sad that she thought her career was over 3 years ago because she was turning 30. And it's like, baby girl.
Yeah, like, this is she had known. She is now at that age. Like, who knows?
Yeah, her concert movie there just passed $250 million worldwide, I believe. Let me hold it.
And she added 3 more Canadian dates.
She did, and there's more coming, and I believe in the Calgary area.
No way.
Yeah, girl, they're fucking teasing it all over.
Oh, okay, we're
go to the website.
Oh my god, we're gonna see her.
We're gonna be seeing her.
Yeah.
It's just gonna happen. Like, I mean, like, those 6 dates that she put in Toronto were just super
before,
unrealistic.
I'm gonna see her again.
Never seen her, so I manifest that I'm a seer.
Yep.
I'm a seer, and you know what? I'm willing to sacrifice Nick not seeing her for me to see her.
We're seeing her.
And I'm just joking. I just love Taylor Swift so fucking much, and like.
Yeah, no, for sure.
This re-recording is actually about to break some massive records. It's already sold over, I mean, like, it's been a week or whatever. So a few days ago, it was reported that it had sold over 1 million copies in the U.S. already. That's insane. It's a re-recording, right. So that's, like, the most sales for a re-recording ever.
And for the record, we all know that Taylor Swift greets her fan.
Oh, it's called Taylor Lorcan.
I have been with you, Taylor Swift, since debut.
Yeah, he has.
My husband.
I like Sparks Fly.
He loves you.
I love you more now.
He's a huge Swiftie.
Huge.
I need him to see you.
Yeah.
So, if you're creeping us.
Creep us. Oh my gosh, she'll be like, who's this
we need
little
to,
toad? She looks like
I don't care where we have to go in our wonderful country. but we want to be under, well, stadium tour might not be a roof, but in the same place as you.
Yeah. So, broke that record, but also something that's really incredible is this record is about to outsell the original 1989.
Oh, well, and so it should.
It should, absolutely, but that's incredible. Yeah. But it might actually be the highest selling record of her career, surpassing Midnight's. We don't know yet, but it might be. That's fucking insane.
You know what else
I've
been seeing? Is they're talking now, like, what will happen if the Kansas City Chiefs make it to the Super Bowl. Now Taylor Swift plays in, like, Tokyo, like the night or two,
Tokyo
or whatever,
Tony
the Super Bowl, but they've already figured it out that she'd be able to make the Super Bowl if the Chiefs make it. But the thing is, they're already talking, is if she's there, you can be damn sure Scooter Braun's gonna be there because,
yeah, why would he be there?
Because he manages Usher.
Oh, well, I think for that reason alone, she probably won't go.
Why wouldn't she?
Because why would she?
Because it's
Taylor. She's not going to perform with, like, no damn Usher.
No, but I feel like she would go to support him and wouldn't care that Scooter Braun.
Like, okay, I'm going to say it. Usher has some fucking hits, but was there nobody else?
I know. I mean, don't get me wrong. I listened like, to Usher growing up, too. I mean, but I didn't think he was
relevant.
Material.
Just relevant. Yeah. I mean, like, I get that there's, like, legacy artists that do the Super Bowl and stuff too, but, like, I just don't see Usher as even that to me. Like, I'm not saying that he's.
Super Bowl halftime shows are typically, like, a spectacle.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't know if he's that kind of artist because I've never seen him do anything.
Like, I've just never
like
paid
that.
Attention to him like that.
No.
And I'm just, like, surprised that, like.
None of his performances have ever given off a vibe that he would. That's his vibe to do something.
Yeah. Like I've never show, even, I don't like, think I've, like, ever even seen any of his performances, like, and I don't care to.
I mean, versus,
to.
Like, one here and there, maybe, on a award show. I have, but I just don't know. I don't understand what he could do. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like their ratings might go down, especially with everything. I wonder if that's gonna put a damper on ratings.
I mean, I don't think that anyone that's watching
for the Super Bowl
is going to care.
I guess.
Like, I mean, like, I tune in for the halftime show specifically, and if I can't find it on cable, if I can't, whatever, then I just watch it online afterwards. Like, I don't watch football.
Yeah.
And I know there's a lot of people that don't, and I think there's going to be a lot of people that don't tune in this year for the Super Bowl halftime show because of the halftime.
They're going to tune in case you're there.
I guess.
They're not
I'm
even
not.
Gonna tune in typically.
I mean, like,
where
for us, let me get a quick
one. So many of us will tune in because of
that's not
who's
worth it
performing
me.
The halftime show. But with what's going on now, I feel like, well, that'll be funny. Now people are gonna be tuning in, possibly the Swifties, in case she's there, so they can get a glimpse of her. Meanwhile,
yeah, that's not
don't
worth
care
it to
about
me.
The halftime show.
Nope, not worth it to me. I'm not gonna sit through some football to possibly get as quick glimpse of Taylor on camera.
I'll be
also not going to sit through no damn Usher performance.
I'll be all for the highlights, especially if Scooter Braun is there.
What do you mean by highlights? What do you mean by that? Because if
just
she's just sitting in the crowd.
Just if something happened or if there was any luck between them or it's just for pure entertainment.
I guess. I don't know. I don't really pay too much attention to, like, the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift thing. I really don't. Besides, like, what comes on my, like, TikTok or whatever. I feel like for so long, like, she's been like, oh, like, I live in a fishbowl, this and that. Like, don't pay attention to my relationships.
Right.
To being like, now, like, this relationship's in your fucking face. But, like, girl, I just don't care about your relationship. I love your music. I love you as a person.
Right.
I don't care who you're dating as long as he's a good person.
Yeah.
So, like, I just don't feed into that. And that's the same with any celebrity. Like, I really just don't give a fuck who they're dating or who they're sleeping with. I mean, I don't know. I just want them to make some damn good music. And I'm looking forward to her branching out into, like, script writing and directing movies and stuff
the
like
rest
that.
Of Canada.
Well, I mean, the
that's
tour, of course, but
totally happening, so.
Yeah, but I know that she's going to be well, I don't know for sure, but there's a lot of rumors that she's going to be branching out into, like, movies, like, directing and stuff, so I'm looking forward to
like, to she's that. Very involved in her, like, I mean, for instance, the tour, like, she's very involved in the design of the stage and the, like, acting, essentially, that goes on in the background during her performances. Like, she's very involved and particular about what she wants, like, and it shows in her performances, so I feel like that skill she has would be really good if she were to, like, direct.
Mm-hmm. Well, she already directs, like, all of her music videos as of, like,
yeah,
recently, since, literally, like, the Weber era.
Music, she wins all the awards in the award shows, pretty much. Imagine if she got in directing, she'd win all in all categories in the Oscars.
She does. It's almost, like, kind of, like, what's the point of tuning into the goddamn award show, because she's gonna win them all. And I love Taylor Swift. I know I sound like a hating ass bitch, but, like, honestly,
I just think it's great. Who's watching only award in the shows? Sense that we've never seen them before.
I guess so, yeah.
Where,
I love her. I'm just,
like,
I'm really looking forward to Reputation coming out next. I think that, I know we all clowned and said, like, we're going to get a double album.
I'm seeing that to be in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, you know what? Who knows?
But,
because Nicki Minaj was supposed to release her album this month, and she pushed it a few weeks until December. I'm thinking it's probably because if somebody big is releasing, it's either Adele.
That's why people need to calm down, because you scroll through TikTok even, and there's, in the 10 minutes you might be scrolling through TikTok, you're in three or four different ideas of when the next Taylor's version is gonna come out and what's going on with this part of her life and that part of her life, and it's just like you see like three or four different versions. It's just like, people calm down. Like, I fucking love her. I love her. I'm infatuated with her. I think it's genius what she's done. It's amazing. Like,
yeah.
But come on, people. Like, 90% of what you're TikToking is probably false information. Like, I don't know if there's that many stories out there. Like,
yeah, I agree. But yeah, we love Taylor Swift.
For all we know, they might not even be dating. It's obvious they are, but that's the thing.
Well, there's something going on. Like,
right.
Sort of their friends or using each other for promo or whatever.
Right.
The thing is with me, my argument is, like, Taylor Swift does not need any fucking promotion.
No.
So
it and has neither to be does for, he.
Well, I mean, I didn't know who the fuck he was before.
I mean,
so.
I didn't.
I mean, like, maybe he does. And, like, now I see him make trademark and all of these things and stuff. So, like, yeah, I didn't know who he was before, and this definitely has a... brought him to a different level of fame than
right.
he was at before, definitely. Like, there's no questioning that. But we love Taylor Swift. Love 1989, Taylor's version. She's incredible. Yeah, I can't wait to actually pick that up on vinyl at some point. We broke bitches right now, but if you guys would go ahead and subscribe to our paid tier for $2.99 a month, maybe our dreams could come true and I could own the Taylor Swift vinyls.
Yeah.
That's not really bitchy, but, like, come on, y'all! Anyways. What else is, like, going to... Oh, nothing more about Taylor Swift. I'm trying not to. But I really want to quickly talk about the new Exorcist movie, because people were really fucking shitting on that movie online, and I checked it out. We checked it out a couple of weeks, or about a week ago, on TV here at home, and I really enjoyed the movie. I thought it was really good. I don't know if people were just, like, expecting, like, to be really terrified or something, but, like, I really appreciated the story. The pace was really great. I was actually really spooked throughout the movie, and I was looking forward to the future installments. Like, I don't think that they need to replace any director. I don't think they need to bring in any new writers. I think that they're okay to continue with the storyline that they're doing now. And I think people should stop relying so heavily on critics and go out and form an opinion for your damn self. Because, you know what, I did kind of fall victim to this. In this instance, because I had wanted to go check this out in theaters, but I decided not to because I read the reviews, and I was like, you know what? I'm already going to see the Taylor Swift movie next week. I don't need to be spending the money, doing all of that, going out 2 weekends in a row to the movies, like, whatever. So I skipped it. But now that I've watched it, I wish I hadn't seen it and had, like, the theatrical experience and supported it in the theater instead of watching it for free like I did on a bootleg app that I have on our Fire Stick, right? But, yeah. Maybe we'll buy the DVD or something when it comes out or whatever. Mm-hmm. I go through phases where I just like to collect random forms of physical media. So, like, for a few years there, we were collecting DVDs for some fucking reason. They all got stolen. Actually, we gave them to that friend that had the prison boyfriend. So, like, the prison boyfriend died, of course, like, years ago, but she had a new prison boyfriend, and she was going to, like, spend a weekend with him, and she wanted to bring DVDs to watch. She brought all my DVDs to watch and came back without them, because I guess the guards took them from her and said she couldn't bring them in. But, like, bitch, why wouldn't you get them back? Those are all my DVDs, like,
yeah.
Anyway, so, they're, like, super wild, but just, like, so, I don't collect DVDs anymore, definitely don't lend them out, and, now I just collect music, like, mainly vinyl. I love collecting vinyl. Like, I mean, nothing beats listening to a vinyl, in my opinion. It sounds just, everything about it. Such an experience, cleaning your record, that staticky first bit of noise before the record starts to play, like, all of it. It's just such an experience. I love it. But I also like to purchase CDs. So, like, if there's a CD that drops that's, like, an, you know, like, the last one I purchased was that Rita Ora CD, and it came with, like, a signed photo and, like, a booklet or whatever, kind of similar to the Lover Deluxe album. Mm-hmm. So I'll get one of those instead or whatever, but
yeah.
I don't know why we're even going there, but I just, you know what, guys, support your fucking local record stores, whether yeah. you're just going in there to buy a CD, used, new, whatever. Cut out the middleman. Do not buy on the artist's website if you can't, if you can avoid it. Don't be buying from Amazon and shit like that. Like, come on. I bought a record from Amazon a year ago, the one time I ever did it, and it came busted as fuck anyways. So, like, go to the record store. Like, there you get to physically hold it in your hand and see what you're purchasing. It's typically a little bit cheaper. Sometimes it's not, because, I mean, whatever, they have to pay for just, like, whatever. It's typically cheaper, though, in my experience, because, like, you know, no shipping, whatever. And then you're also supporting, like, a local fucking business. Like, you're supporting, like, an indie record store. They're all indie at this point. Like, there's no, you know, we do have a record chain here in in Canada. It's called Sunrise Records. But even that's, like, an indie store. It's not massive, like, say, yeah. HMV was back in the day. So support, guys, support. It's important. I mean, artists are making money off of streaming. And that's why I feel like we're just not seeing... Like, we're not seeing, like, the Lady Gagas and the, like, you know what I mean? Like, we're not. Like, how do I put this into words? When I was a teenager and growing up and stuff, we had all of these massive artists at the same time. Like, Lady Gaga, Britney Spears, Nicki Minaj, Taylor Swift,
right.
Katy Perry, like, you know, Beyonce, Rihanna. All of these people just constantly coming out of nowhere, right? And, like, now it's just, like, they're expecting these artists, like, be established before they even sign them, and that's just, like, not working.
No.
So I think that these bitches need to get back to the drawing boards and start paying artists better, invest in new artists.
Yeah.
Oh my god, like, I'm just, yeah, I'm just, like, weirded out by the state of the music industry. I feel like if Taylor Swift wasn't releasing as much as she was, it would just be, like, really bland.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also on that note, this is a completely different artist, but Miley Cyrus needs to go on a fucking tour.
Yeah.
I don't absolutely. Care if she goes and just does some festival dates all over. Like, all over, bitch, all over. But she needs to perform live. I know that she's not passionate about touring, but girly, somebody give this to Miley Cyrus. You need to perform live. I need to see you live. I just watched her Rock in Rio performance earlier, well, some of it earlier tonight, and I just want to hear... the tracks. I want to hear the tracks. I want Rock Miley. I want all of it. All of it.
Jeez. The local legislature in Argentina, where Taylor's performing that, have declared her a guest of honor by the local legislature before her Eras Tour concerts in the country.
Huh.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's she's massive, and that you know.
And they
at this point, you could tell me that she's president, and I wouldn't.
They spoke of that recently about how she's very vocal for equality and stuff like and that. So when she does speak in politics and stuff, it's about the divide and the issues with equality and.
Just to tie this up really quickly, I wanted to talk more about the Britney book, but
I was just gonna say, actually, we might have to do another episode, like, yeah, maybe tomorrow about that, because that could go on for an hour.
It could, but I just want
to
surmise really quickly
see some other stuff that might be happening. There might be like a the book essentially turned into like a documentary series.
Oh, well, there's a big bidding war now on either being like a series, a documentary, like a movie. There's
gonna let's be something, save it, of course. Because that could be a perfect, like...
Well, I've been saying for months I'm going to do a free reading thing, but I'm going to summarize like what my thought was quickly on the book. I thought the book was fantastic. Started off a little bit wonky. Kind of, to me, read like one of her Instagram posts, which was, in hindsight, authentic as fuck. It really felt like Brittany wrote the book, even though she had a lot of help, right? Like, I think they kind of just like interviewed her... in great length, in depth, and then wrote it for her. Felt very heavily edited. There was a lot of, you know, moments where, towards the beginning, where I was like, did her brother write this book or whatever? Because, like, their relationship just seemed a bit odd to me. I didn't realize he was, like, a good person or anything like that. So, like, it's still question marks there. But I think it's an important read. I didn't purchase the book. I actually... because I'm a poor bitch, I looked for a free trial and I signed up for an Audible. It's called Audible. And I listened to the audiobook and it was narrated by Michelle Williams. She's an Oscar winning actress. And it was incredible to listen to her speak as if she were Justin Timberlake speaking to Genuine. Like, for her to recreate that moment was incredible. Nick, like, you were there when I listened to that in real time. I fucking was, like, floored. It was incredible. I'm so glad that other people got joy out of that, too, because, like... But, yeah, like, listen to the book if you can. If you're a broke bitch like me, sign up for Audible, free trial. You won't regret it. It's, honestly, I finished that. I didn't read it. I listened to it. Which still, you know, required my attention, which I don't really have much of. But I finished it in like 2 days. I thought it was an incredible listen, read, whatever. I'm really looking forward to the second volume, and I'm hoping that they get down to like the more nitty-gritty stuff, because it did feel watered down a bit, like as if they weren't, like they were scratching the surface almost. They weren't getting down to like the real, like, I just know that there was like some weird fucking shit going on behind closed doors, right?
Oh yeah.
So, I just feel like it was watered down a bit, but overall, good read. If the money's going to Brittany, like I believe it is, then good for her. Get your bag, girly. We love you. But yeah, I'm going to be back in a couple of days, actually, because I want to do a listen through of the new Troye Sivan album. I've been meaning to for a while. I have heard it, but I kind of like listened like one or two times and put a pin in it so I could save it for the pod. So yeah, I'll be back in a few days. Make sure you turn on your notifications and your downloads. Go ahead and give me a 5-star rating if you enjoyed this episode. Yeah, and go check out the link in the bio over on my Instagram. It's md.thoughtspod. And if you click the link there, you'll see that I have uploaded a new playlist over on Apple Music. Just kind of like autumn vibes, what I've been listening to, and kind of why I've not been able to do anything besides lay in bed or go to work, because the music be depressing as shit. Anyways, guys, thanks for tuning in. Nick, thank you again for joining me. I love you so much, my handsome sweetie. Yeah, everyone have a great weekend, and I'll be back in a couple of days, and Nick may join me too with some thoughts on Brittany.
Yes, peace out.
Love y'all.